what is similar about the old service-oriented architecture plan and the new shared services plan, and why should they not be so similar, do you think?
Well, they keep changing the name, basically. It started out as service-oriented architecture, then it became shared services and a few other things. But basically, it's to try to get more collaboration going with common IT needs and requirements. And we started that about 6 years ago for the Federal CIO Council, informing the Federal SOA Community of Practice. I'm sure there were several other efforts before that that tried to do the same thing in various agencies and then more across the government. But it's sort of the same old. It's just that people keep trying to revive these things periodically without being aware of what's gone on before. And it's probably better to sustain things longer than start them afresh.
Did the old SOA plan work well enough that it will work again as a shared services strategy?
Actually, I thought it worked extremely well. We, as I mentioned in the article, we got a pilot that for the first time seemed to explain to the people at the CIO Council level what a SOA, a service-oriented architecture, really was. They could see it operating. And they could see how collaboration was essential because we architected it, and then we divided up the execution of it among the various vendors who had specialties in doing various parts of it. And fast forward to the present, in our current conference coming up in a couple months, we've got what we think are the best of the best coming out of the various agencies implementing it. The FAA has been a beneficiary of the Federal SOA Community Practice effort. We developed an open service, an open enterprise service bus that they have adopted for their for the FAA SWIM program. We've had a number of successes. They just, I guess, haven't risen to the level of awareness of the changing leadership that we have at OMB.
Brian Niemann is my guest, and he's writing about this issue on AOL Government. We have it linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. Brian, you kind of closed this piece out with something I thought was pretty interesting. You write, perhaps our new U.S. CIO, Stephen Van Roeckel, would accept a standing invitation from the federal SOA COP and MITRE to learn firsthand what we've been doing over the past 6 years to foster shared services across the federal government. I'm not quite sure if those were intended to be fighting words, but they might sound like it a little bit.
Oh, they're actually a friendly invitation to look into what we're doing. This is the second time we've invited him, and he's had schedule conflicts. But we're just trying to raise his level of awareness, like we have with all the previous leadership, to say, look, there are some good things that are going on that I think it would be beneficial to be aware of and to at least consider continuing or fostering them rather than starting from scratch. I mean, if you could see the agenda, which we're about to release for our upcoming conference on April 3rd, we've got some very excellent SOA efforts that are going on in the government. We try to get a balance of government and academic and industry people that are doing leading work with SOA. So, to some, it seems like you've got to start from the very beginning, but we've had 6 years of two conferences a year where we've surfaced and exposed some very excellent work that's going on that it really is shared services or SOA or all the things that are quite similar and when you consider what they really result in, and it's just a matter of informing people to look at what's gone on already.
I guess my only apprehension, Brand, is has nothing to do with the technology, has nothing to do with the work that you've already done. I'm hearing my dad in my head saying, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And it sounds like you've already done this work to a degree. And you said yourself, instead of starting from scratch, people can work off what's already there, what's already been created, what your team has already worked on. So I guess that's the only holdup in my mind. And certainly has nothing to do with what you've created or what's already available.
Yeah, well, when people say that, we say, well, just look at the knowledge base that we have from 13 conferences where all that's been preserved, all the presentations, all the piloting, all the news stories that have been written about it, all the blogs that we do during the conference. I mean, the proof's in the pudding. Look at the results. We're, again, one of the few conferences that has gone on that long and had such complete documentation for every conference. And pilots that are done by unique kinds of collaboration and goodwill across government, industry, and academia, that's hard. That's been very hard to do. I mean, I spent 30 years with the government trying to do it, and it's very hard to get people to collaborate on very difficult things involving shared services and so on. And I think we've been very successful. Now we're just trying to say, look at that and consider what's been accomplished. If it's good, then continue to foster it. If it's not, then, yeah, go do something else. That's all we're saying.